Jackson now to talk to Gary Minix. What do I call you? Owner, creator, collaborator, hard worker of a new venue coming to town called The Fourth Wall. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I happen to know you've been working very, very hard because you and I are Facebook friends, so I've been watching pictures of The Fourth Wall come to fruition. Tell me how long this idea for this building and experience have been bouncing around in your mind.
Been a few months, ever since the Bonton Room closed down in Jackson. My wife had the idea of, you know, we need to have some place to hang out. We need to do something here. So right around that same time, discovered that I was getting laid off from my job at the City of Jackson. I'd been there long enough to cash in my pension, so I did that, and we started looking for a venue. We found a place within our price range in Jackson at the old Beer Stein. If anybody's ever been to the old Beer Stein in Jackson, that's where we're located, at 701 Page Avenue, and just started renovating and converting and turning it into an arts and entertainment venue.
Well, and you're, boy, this is in the very purest form when a door closes, a window opens, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The timing could not have been more perfect. Everything happens, you know, everything happens for a reason, and we think that really was the reason for that to happen. Without me cashing in the pension, we never would have had the startup costs to put money down on the building and everything, and, you know, succeed where we have so far. But we haven't been able to do it alone. We've gotten a lot of great donations from some wonderful people out there.
Well, and that it always takes a village, as it were. Tell me about the name, The Fourth Wall. There's got to be a story behind that.
Well, The Fourth Wall is a theatrical term. When you go see a play and you're looking into their house, you're looking through the fourth wall, because there's three walls of the set, and you're actually looking through the fourth wall. When a character on stage breaks the fourth wall, they look right at the audience and talk right to the audience, like Shakespeare soliloquy, for instance, or if a character just does an aside, they're breaking the fourth wall. So we decided The Fourth Wall is kind of, it's got a little catchy name to it. So.
Well, it's a very catchy name, and I've been seeing from pictures you've been posting how you've been working on the other three walls.
Yeah, a lot. You know, I've never done drywall in my life, but we got a little help from some people and did some drywall. I'm going to be finishing the spackle and mudding on the fourth wall tomorrow. So when women come into the restroom there, they'll have a nice place to use.
Well, we all appreciate that. I actually had some experience with drywall mudding and spackling, and I remember walking upstairs, and it was my brother and I finishing my basement, and I remember walking upstairs and telling my girls, this is why you go to college.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was. It's hard work. Boy, there's something very satisfying of getting that smooth seam, though, I'm telling you.
Yes, there is. We've been plastering the ceiling as well, so we've had a lot of people that have gotten plastered at the fourth wall already.
that gives us a little hint as to your sense of humor. When does the venue open, Gary?
We'll be opening up 1 week from today. Oh my gosh!
And what can we expect to see at this great new venue in Jackson?
Well, we're going to have a whole litany of different acts, performances. We're going to have cabaret shows out there. We're going to have open mic night, which is not going to be strictly a piano bar open mic night. If you want to bring a guitar in, you know, somebody wants to come in and do stand-up, whatever. Just straight open mic. All things are welcome there. All things within reason. We are keeping the venue as close to a PG-13. Sometimes an R, as we possibly can, because we want this to be a place where you can bring your family to experience entertainment, experience art in the Mid-Michigan area, because there's so much great art and so many great artists and performers in this area that they really need a place to showcase their talent.
Well, when you open a week from tonight, on the 24th, what will people see that evening?
We're calling it a Whitman sampler. We're going to be doing a little bit of everything. We're going to give everybody a sample of what they can expect to see at the Fourth Wall in the coming months and years. We're looking ahead to years already. My wife already has the first 2 months pretty much booked.
Wow.
With ACT, so we're very pleased with that. Center Stage Jackson is going to be doing some of their staged readings of plays down there. We're going to have cabaret performances. We've got two local improv comedy troupes that are coming in and making the Fourth Wall their home. So they'll be performing out there. We're going to be having karaoke nights out there. Just a little bit of everything.
Well, it sounds like it, and I'm always astounded, and I don't know why I shouldn't be, at the hidden talents that people have and the amount of talent in the mid-Michigan area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really do have. There's so many talented people. I've had a great pleasure of working with tons of people in mid-Michigan over the last 30 years or so, and you know, some old faces, some new faces. They've all been helping out and doing whatever they can, and hopefully they'll be gracing our stage, which I need to complete tomorrow.
Yeah, by the way, I did see that posted, that working on the main stage. So
So
here you go. And I've seen you perform. Our mutual friend Bill Thompson with Michigan Radio mm-hmm. Network, he and his lovely wife Deb, we came down to watch a performance at the Bon Ton Room. So I know what you and your crew are capable of, and it's good stuff.
Yes, we had a lot of fun, and that's what it's about. It's about fun.
Very good. I'm looking at your website, so I want to be sure to give people a website so they can kind of peruse it and see what you're about and take a look at tickets and getting more information.
Oh, yeah.
What's your website?
Our website is thefourthwall.org. The spelled out. Fourth is the number 4th wall.org. And they can check us out there, or they can check out our Facebook page at the Fourth Wall as well.
Well, I'm about to like that. I hadn't done that before because I hadn't visited the website because I just found it. So I will go do that as well. Good luck with the finishing the mudding and taping and the building of the stage. I think it's a leap of faith that you're taking to continue to bring good theater and music and comedy to the mid-Michigan area in Jackson. So good for you and congratulations. And I'm looking forward to coming down and being a great audience member for you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you and looking forward to seeing all the Fritz and Friends friends.
There you go.
There
you go. We can promise them a good evening. Thank you so much, Gary. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks.
Okay. Good night.
Yep.